Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, you can tell we have an interesting day today. Why did we worship on Sunday and not on Friday? How many of you have ever wondered about that? I know you wonder about Monday. No, but actually, if we did it truthfully, we should do it at sunrise. That would even be worse. Well, honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy, third commandment. Okay. So today is our Sabbath, isn't it? Well, let's look at this commandment. And we're going to look at it by studying the numbers as they appear in the Bible. If you were in my Sunday school last week, you'll find that numbers have more meaning in the Bible. Oh, by the way, Jean gave me her homework, but she can't stay today. And she went through and found all the things with number 9 today for you folks that were there last week. So she gets an 8+ on her homework assignment. Well, 1 is God. Okay, so the number 1 represents our Father. 3 is completion, perfection, the Trinity. And since we're on the other half of Trinity Sunday, that's important for today. 6 days of creation. But yet, we know that there's one more day, because God rested on the 7th day. So we have 7 days in creation. 6 of work, 1 of rest. So Sabbath is the 7th day, the day of rest of creation, which is why it was honored that way in the Jewish religion. But let's look at a few other things. Jesus died on the afternoon of the Sabbath day, which is the 5th day, day 5. In the way the Jewish religion and the Hebrew culture looked at numbers, 5 is the number of man's toes, 5 is the number of man's fingers, 5 is the number of man's weakness. So when we see the number 5 in the Bible, it reminds us that man is weak. Okay? It also reminds us of man's need of God's grace and God's redemption. So without God, man is nothing. Okay? So we have 5 + God = 6. All right. 6 is man's inability to achieve perfection on his own. But with the addition of God, perfection is finally fully achieved. So, we have the 6 + 1 = 7. And it's one of those things I find very interesting, because we look at 5 and then we add 6, but it's not totally perfect until we get to 7. Okay? And here's where I find it gets really interesting. We have 7 days in a week. We have 7 colors in the rainbow. We have 7 continents. We have 7 seas. We have 7 weeks in Pentecost and Lent. And yes, you were right, that 40 days is not 49. I misspoke last week. Because inside joke, we were sitting there and she says, well, but it's only 40 days in the wilderness. I know, but you know, we're right up on it. But here's the thing, Pentecost, Advent, okay, Lent, are all 7 weeks. Why? Well, you got 7 days in a week times 7 weeks is 49. But yet the word Pentecost means 50. So how do we get that extra day? Well, we have to add the extra day. And here's where I find it really gets interesting. Because Jesus rose on Sunday, right? Now stop and think. Saturday was the end of the week. Sunday is the new day, the beginning of the week. Pentecost, 50. 7 times 7 is 49, plus the 1 that makes 50. There's that new day. You see where this is going? Okay. We have 7 weeks in Lent, and it ends on Saturday. So Resurrection Sunday, Easter, is the 50th day. It's the new day of the resurrection. Now, I know none of you have ever thought about this before. But stop and think. That's why things mean what they do in the Bible. And I find it interesting that as I learn about this stuff, all of a sudden, there's more things in the Bible that make sense to me. Why is 7 times 7? All right, so we rest at the end of the week. Right, okay. God gave us that commandment to honor the Sabbath and to keep it holy. So aren't we breaking his commandment by worshiping on Sunday and not on Friday night and Saturday? Well, here we go with that resurrection. The resurrection happened on the new day. Now, if we have a week of 7 days, then Jesus was resurrected on the 8th day. All right, musical scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. We call it an octave, don't we? 8, but it's only 7 different notes. But that first note comes back and it repeats. Okay? And so when we look at that do, it's the 8th note. All right, we can look at how things are organized, and it's all through God's creation that the number 7 is important. It's not something that was just selected out of blue skies. Mathematically, 7 is the number of perfection. Isn't it interesting that the ancients knew this? Because here we are sitting in the 21st century, how many of you knew that 7 was the number of perfection? That's why there's 7 notes in a scale. Mathematically, it works out that way. That's why there's 7 colors in a rainbow. It works out that way. We celebrate the day of resurrection, the 8th day. And here's where I find this gets really interesting. The number 8 is the number of new beginnings. Think about that for a second. So the resurrection of Jesus is the number of a new beginning. It's a new grace. Well, why is that important? Because it's important for us to realize that when we're in worship, when we worship Jesus Christ, we too are experiencing a new beginning. It's a new aspect of our lives that begins on the 8th day, the day of resurrection, the day of Jesus Christ in our lives. And it's that day that we share with other people. It's the day that makes us who we are. A new life in Jesus Christ. Our readings today talk about the death that it was in us, but also the life that is in us of Jesus Christ. Folks, from the day we're born, we're dying. Because death is a part of life. But what Jesus brought us on the cross was the promise of the new life with him in heaven. The new beginnings, the new way that we share our lives with other people. I have a note in the back of the bulletin today about Jesus Loves You Ministry. Folks, our goal was 200 sandwiches. You know how many we had? 384.
Wow.
We had 14 people helping Tuesday morning put stuff together. Are we starting to show our love? Are we starting to let Jesus work through us? It's not a small group anymore. It's all of us working together. Isn't that what the new beginnings is doing for us? Is getting us outside of ourselves to work for Jesus? Isn't that the blessing of that 8th day, the new beginnings in Jesus Christ? I think so. I think that's the whole reason that we celebrate the 8th day. So when you look at Pentecost, which is 7 times 7, 49, plus the 8th day. You look at Lent, 7 times 7 is 49, plus Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, the 8th day. It's been operating in your lives, your entire life, but you've never thought of it that way. Knowing that what we're doing is a new beginning every week, isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a joy? You know, the Old Testament, I think, is about rules. It's about the Old Covenant. And the Old Covenant is, you know, you got to follow the rules, be safe, you know, you can't do anything outside of it. You can't eat on Sunday because if you pluck something, you know, you're breaking the law. Well, if you're hungry, eat. And that's what Jesus brought us. Every time I come up to the table, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Folks, we talk about it every eighth day. Every day we come to church, we talk about that resurrection, about the new covenant in Jesus Christ, the new beginnings that we have in him. Isn't that a blessing? I think so. I think so. Turn page. Folks, but what do we do as human beings? You know, Jesus gave us two commandments, didn't he, in the new covenant. What are they? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Okay? Love your neighbor as yourself. There's the hardest commandment to follow. And I'm looking at Dr. Cream right now, because the thing that I've seen about more people is people don't love themselves. Am I right? Doctor, she's got a doctorate in psychology, so, and was a counselor. Folks, if you can't love anybody else unless you love yourself. Your halitosis, your dirty toes, your smelly armpits, you know. We're human beings. But if you can love yourself, you can love others. And Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Was he a wise man? I think so. I think so. And so it starts. If you can love yourself, you want to share that love with others. And that's where it begins. You know, and that's that new covenant. Love your neighbor. I'm going to have some fun with this one. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
What do you choose every morning?
Joy.
What was that?
Joy.
What? Betty chooses joy. How many of you choose joy in your life? How many of you complain all the time? Is that joyful? We won't go there. But, you know, it is so easy to complain. If I asked all of you to do a pro and con list about yourself, I bet you'd have 30 things on the con list, and what, four or five on the pro list? It's so easy to find what's wrong. I urge all of you to start finding what is right. Be positive. On that new day, the new day of new beginnings, find what's right. Don't find what's wrong. How many of you look at life that way? Isn't that where the blessing begins? Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, choose joy. Choose peace. One of the things I got very impressed with, 9 fruits of the Spirit. Okay, so what are the fruits of the Spirit? Well, joy, love, peace, happiness, all those things. Well, that's probably getting a little bit too, okay. What she said was strawberry, blueberries, chocolate. Well, that's true too. But you see what I'm getting at? Choose joy. Anytime you feel yourself getting down, say, wait a second. Are you in the flesh or are you in the spirit? Are you following the devil or are you following God? Follow the spirit. Choose joy. Everybody say, I choose joy.
I choose joy.
You can do better than that. What was that again?
I choose joy.
Now that was better, boys and girls. Yeah, but you see, you're smiling, you're laughing. Joy is contagious, but so is negativity. So, when you're feeling it, I choose joy. And if somebody tries to tear you down, are they your friend?
No.
No, they're not. Pray for them. That's why we're here on our eighth day, our Sabbath, that we honor and keep holy the desert day of resurrection, the eighth day, the day of new beginnings. So today, your new beginning, choose joy. Be like Betty. Invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in you and shine out if you want to others.